Okay, so these new announcements, quite big, the £20 million for exploration. Obviously, the question is, with the price being so low right now, is it worth taking oil out the sea?
It is. Look, I think the £20 million on the new seismic surveys is a vote of confidence that there's still a lot of resource to come out of the North Sea, which means jobs here in Scotland, investment in Scotland. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the North Sea oil industry is a strategic success story for the United Kingdom, and we should continue to invest in it. And that's what the announcement today is all about. Let's get behind Aberdeen with this city deal, the United Kingdom government and the Scottish government coming together to say this is a city with a great future. Let's invest in energy innovation. Let's invest in industrial diversification. And also, let's make sure we make the most of our expertise and export the expertise in exploration, in decommissioning, in extracting oil and gas from difficult offshore fields. Let's export that all over the world.
And obviously, with the ambassador role, what importance does that hold promoting North Sea across the world?
Well, I think the ambassador can help. Look, we've already taken trade missions, and I've taken trade missions to countries like Mexico, Brazil, Southeast Asia, countries where there's offshore opportunities for the oil and gas industry. But I think having someone really expert in the industry, leading a lot of that work, working out where the best markets are, what we can do working with the Nigerians, what we can do working off the West African, East African coasts, you know, what markets there are in South America. Because the fact about what we have here in Scotland and indeed in the on the east coast of England is not just the big companies, but some very good SMEs with real expertise in oil and gas and complicated things like decommissioning oil platforms. That is a business that can be exported all over the world. We've been acting on this. You go back to the last budget, and of course we put £1.3 billion in terms of tax changes behind the North Sea oil and gas industry. And the announcements today are all about trying to help this industry through what is inevitably a difficult time. I mean, since I've been Prime Minister, we've seen an oil price well over $100 a barrel and now down to $30 a barrel. And I think what today is all about and what our approach is all about is to say, look, the United Kingdom has got broad shoulders. When the oil price collapses and oil revenues collapse, that doesn't mean we have to change our budgets. In fact, what it means is we can get behind this industry because we're a strong and diversified economy, and that's exactly what you're seeing.
I mean, these new plans are obviously looking forward, but what about, you know, it's estimated 65,000 people have lost their jobs. What would you say to those people? I guess they feel like, well, what about me?
Well, we've got to help those people, and that's why it's important that we have retraining programs. It's why it's important we have a growing economy. I mean, if you look at, you know, right across Scotland, there are many tens of thousands of more people in work than there were 5 years ago because we've got a broad-based economy that's growing strongly. We've just seen the last GDP figures out today, and the British economy is growing, you know, one of the fastest in the G7. So we've got to keep strengthening the rest of our economy, but we mustn't. I don't give up on the North Sea just because we have a low oil price. We see a long-term strength in the North Sea. We perhaps have recovered two-thirds of what is available. There's another whole third to go. So this industry, people starting out in this industry, if we get this right, there are careers to be made and jobs to be created and investment to come from this great industry. It's £250 million between the UK government and the Scottish government in the Aberdeen City deal. And I don't want to get political about it, but before I was Prime Minister, these city deals didn't exist, and they certainly didn't exist in Scotland. Now we've had the city deal in Glasgow, now the city deal in Aberdeen. What it demonstrates is the UK government, with its broad shoulders and resources, getting together with the Scottish government and saying, let's do the best we can for Aberdeen. Let's have an energy innovation centre. Let's make sure we expand the harbour so it can take the bigger ships to service these new North Sea oil platforms. Let's have the industrial diversification so there are other jobs and other industries here in Aberdeen. I think that's all very positive, and the fact the Scottish government's now coming forward with more money and other, including transport programmes in Aberdeen, that is all to the good. Well, the point about city deals is that you can always come back to them. The whole concept of the deal is you're asking the city, what can you put into the pot in terms of resources, land that can be developed, projects that should go ahead, and then the UK government asks, well, what can we bring? What can we? And that's an ongoing process. So today is, I think, a very big announcement for Aberdeen. It's very good news for the future, but always we'll come back and look again what more can be done.